Hi, my name's Hadass, and I'm here with another amazing story called Sari Learns to Succeed, How to Read, written by A. Friedman, translated by Shoshana Lepin. In first grade, they've started to learn how to read. It's a very important skill that everyone will need. Letter by letter, word by word, soon a whole story can be heard. Sari also wants to learn. She tries to read when it's her turn. The teacher at the end of the day says, "Do your homework before you play. Go over the story I've given you and try to read a page or two. The more you practice, the better you'll do." Sari says, "I've read enough. I want to do some other stuff." Sari likes to color and paint, and that's what she starts to do. "Just leave some time," says Mommy, "to finish your homework too." One stormy day, Sari runs home but finds that the door is locked. No one answers, even though she knocks and knocks and knocks. She sees a note taped to the door, but trying to read it would be a chore. Sari wishes she had a key. "Could Mommy have forgotten me?" Sari shivers in the cold and then begins to cry. She's been left out in the wind and rain, and she does not know why. Suddenly, Sari hears a voice. At last, her mom is home. "Why are you out here in the cold? Why are you all alone? I wrote you a note, here you see, to tell where the key would be." Then Mommy reads the note to Sari. "Sari, I took Khani to the doctor. I will be home soon. The key is with Esti next door. Love, Mommy." Sari goes into the nice warm house and takes off her boots and coat. She feels very silly that she didn't read the note. "My teacher was right," she tells herself as she takes her school bag from the shelf. "I must practice reading every day so I'll know what all the words will say." Mommy comes home and holds Sari tight. "I'm sorry that you got such a fright. I thought you'd read the note I wrote and go to get the key, you see. Reading is a gift for us, and we should use it well. We can learn so much as soon as we know how to spell. Books can take us very far away to places we've never been. Reading opens doors for us, and we can walk right in."